I went to go visit my daughter in San Antonio, and as many of you know, I have three granddaughters, and ages 7, 5, and 4. And 4, being the little bit more outspoken one, came to say, "Uncle," he said, I am the line leader at my school." "You are the line leader?" And I said, "Wow." See, that takes a lot. And you know what responsibility is? "Yeah, Mom told me what responsibility meant." And I said, "Yeah, I'm a line leader." "Oh, good." And as she was telling me all the duties about line leading, I said, "It's somewhat, the responsibility is somewhat similar to ours." I say ours meaning in the church. The title of my sermonette is Being an Effective Line Leader in God's Church. When we think of leadership, we think, in our church, we think ministers or elders or deacons. But I've been through enough feasts, and I've been around the church for a while, that aforementioned, you know, I've seen people in charge of lead ushers. They're not deacons or elders. I've been to services that the people there are active. They're always working on a company. They knew exactly what to do. And I've been to feasts that when the deacon isn't there, somebody fills in right away in their whatever capacity that is, either by the stage or in the mother's room. There's no deaconesses, but they know exactly what to do. My granddaughter said that when I said, asked her, said, "What is the main duty of it?" He said, "The main thing that we're supposed to do, Grandpa, is to move the children in our class from one room to another." I said, "Or whatever activity we go. And not to be outdone, mind you, the other two were previous line leaders, so they had a thing or two to tell me." So they interjected, and before you know it, there was three girls telling me what to do, what the responsibility was. And after all that discussion, I came up with 3 points. I said that we came up that applies to Christian life. Point number one is visionary. You have to be a visionary in God's church. And one strong point of being a line leader, she says, well, you got to know where you're going. You got to know where you're going to take the class. If you're going to library, she knows where to take the class. Follow me to Proverbs 29, verse 18. Proverbs 29, verse 18. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. That's why you don't see us in modern day language in the church. We're not freaking out. You know, because the way this nation is, you ask a lot of people and they don't have no hope. They have no hope because they have no vision. But we in our church, we have the vision. We know that the spring holy days are coming. We know that we're in God's plan. We know what it's all about. We've read the book and we win. Matthew 6:33 says, keep our eye on the kingdom, right? Point number two, passion. You have to want the responsibility of being a line leader. You can't fit a square peg in a round hole. But I've been on job sites where there have been people who prove that they can. They'll bash it in. Yeah, well, that's not the right way. And lots of times in previous management styles, they bashed in certain people that don't belong in certain positions. And they don't, and you're setting them up for failure. But there are those that want it. They have the passion, they just don't have the training. Mr. Mendez and I have gone to Acuna several times, and you have the, you see people there. We've gone to the place, the location that the service is going to be held, and you see a lot of activity. The members there, since we have two services, we have a Bible study and the services, you have people taking care of the food portion, and you have people setting up chairs, you have people setting up tables, you have people that are in charge of the sound system. They know exactly what they're setting up, screens, everything. Because they like to use the laptop and the screens. But you see a lot of activity there. And then after services, you see a lot of questions and answers. They're asking you for more information. And there's people that want, believe it or not, song leading. But, you know, and I say, okay, we're going to do song leading. And he said, well, show me, what do I do? And I gave him a crash course on song leading, you know. But, and before you know it, he was song leading. Now, are they perfect? No, but the passion is going to drive them to perfection, right? That's what the scriptures say, right? And there's and there's people that are fit in different parts. There's a gentleman that's really good in cybernetics, and he knows how to set up the sound system and the laptop and everything. So, and before you know it, they don't know that yet, but their passion is going to be turning into, hopefully they'll be giving sermonettes pretty soon. So, but it all goes down to this. Who is greater? Those who sit at the table? Or those who serve? It's just down to that. And point number three, respect towards others. And in turn, maybe 70% of those that you show respect to will give respect back to you. And does it mean being liked? No, you're not going to be liked by anybody, because doing the right thing, you will not please everybody. And we've already known that. I'm going to give that benefit, speak for you, saying that you've already encountered that. Because my granddaughters have said, you know, we're supposed to have an arm in front of the person in front of a shoulder. And sometimes they don't want you to put your arm on their shoulders. And well, what do you do? I said, well, I tell them, put your arm on the shoulders. And it's what the teacher wants, not me. It's basically what we do. God orders us, you know, to rest on the Sabbath, because he knows us. And he gave us 10 commandments. He gave us the holy days. My youngest granddaughter said, sometimes the class does not want to follow her. Because, no, I don't want to. But then the teacher, with a little encouragement, yes, you're going to follow her. In which the oldest granddaughter tells me, but nobody moves, Grandpa, until the caboose tells them to go. And I said, who's the caboose? He said, it's the last person in the line. And they make sure that everybody in the back is touching. And when that way, and I say, okay, ready. And then the line leader takes off. If not, the line leader takes off and nobody follows her. I make sure that everybody's being pushed and follows her. And they're the last ones out, and they turn off the lights and close the door. That's the responsibility. So we sometimes find ourselves at a caboose. You know, sometimes we have to push each other, right? You're okay. Everything's clear. We're ready to go. And outside the church, sometimes we express that, our Christianity outside. And if I can steal unapologetically Christian, you've heard of that, right? And we should be more emboldened. Because you know what? As this world gets older, our Christianity is going to rise. Titus chapter 2. Let's go to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, verse 7. Because the way we act, the way we talk, and the way we present ourselves to people, good, bad, or indifferent, we're going to show. It says, show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works. In different translations, different things, but you kind of, it's kind of the same thing. And in your teaching, because when we demonstrate to people, especially that don't know what we're doing, show integrity and dignity to yourself and to the people you... Well, you know, he doesn't have a high school education. I don't care. More so, you're supposed to show integrity and dignity towards that person. To be a line leader in God's church is to be an active member. Not just in church. No, not just put, oh, it's showtime. No. It's outside the church, too. In the community, you have to be a visionary. Have a passion in what you do and respect towards others and be a model. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, right? Ecclesiastes. Those are the attributes of a Christian, an active Christian. Fear God and keep his commandments.